What are you doing here? Okay, yeah, so it's your office, but aren't you supposed to be out there with the rest of the employees? Okay, well, can I hide out here? Ugh, I'm hiding from my mom. I'm not even properly getting paid for this gig. I got overruled by the rest of my band because they wanted more holiday gigs. When my mom offered, they just jumped at it. Which basically means I'm not getting any money. Yeah, I know. I'm 18. But I don't have a job because they want me to focus on my senior year of high school and my extracurriculars for college. I know my mom didn't appreciate how we were dressed in these low-cut Santa suits. Oh, shit, she's coming. Oh, she's coming this way. Can you please hide me? Just under your desk, okay? Move, please. Wow, it's like she has no power over you. You must have a really good pay grade too. So tell me, what is it that you want for Christmas? What do you mean by that? Everyone wants something for the holidays. Okay, so how much do you have on you right now, Mr. Big Spender? Whoa, really? I would do anything for that kind of chunk change. Almost any money I earn, my mom puts away from my college fund, and she gives some to the church. I rarely get to get anything I actually want, unless I pinch the pennies from the scraps, or... Well, you don't have scraps. You say you just buy what you like when you see it. So, is there anything you see that you like? No? Is it because it's covered up, or... What if I unzip this velvety red dress and... Oops. Looks like it fell to the floor. Just in my green bra and panties now. I can be the good church girl that goes to church that is sweet and naive. Or I can be the slutty teenage cock tease. Are you sure about that? Well, if that's what you want, you lock the door, okay? I never say no. $500 is more than enough. In fact, that's more than I've ever been paid. I'll probably split it with my band, just so I... Oh, yes, sir. You like the way my body moves when I crawl towards you? You probably loved me on my hands and knees under your desk, didn't you? I thought I might have seen your cock twitch under your pants when I was there. Could I take it out, sir? As I said, I never say no. I am quite positive. Oh, hell no. Yeah, but that's not even going to fit. What do you mean you'll make it? I'm sorry. I am not going to be destroyed for you. For you want to destroy me. I can't. I. How much more? For that much. Fuck. I can get a nice used car for that much. And I'm getting wet just thinking about that. Okay. No blood. No bathroom stuff, you know. Also, don't murder me or stab me or shoot me or anything like that. Okay. How do you want me? No, you don't understand. It's not going to fit. And then I'm going to take your money. No, it's not going to fit in my mouth either. See? Spit on it. I don't know how. It can't fit. Please stop. But it can't go any further. How are you going to? I'm sorry. Everyone usually gets off immediately. I don't usually deep throat guys. This isn't going to fit. Condoms. I swear it's not going to fit. Okay. I'll do it. I'll bend over. No. Why? You want to watch my painful expression when you fuck me. You're horrible. It's not going to fit. Just hurry up and try. I don't want to keep my eyes open. Okay. I don't want to watch this. and it feels so hot against my pussy. Yes. Yes, I'm wet because I thought I was gonna get paid for some easy work. Oh, take it out, please. Please, it hurts too much. Anything else? Anything? Oh, fuck. You're ripping me apart. Yes, you're rearranging my guts. It's only in my head. Oh, God. Please hurry up. Just get this over with. Just don't move. Do you want me to cry in pain like I'm being raped, or do you want me to at least be able to pretend I'm enjoying this? Then you need to stop moving and let me get used to it, please. It feels like I got a fucking baseball bat shoved up inside me. What do you think? If I hadn't choked all that spit on your cock, I'd be dead right now. Oh, God. Oh, okay. You can go, just please. Slowly. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh. Ah, fuck. Fucking hell. Just hurry up. God damn it. Yes, I'm still crying. I can't say that. Please. I can't admit that. Oh, God. I feel my pussy clench on you when you push it in. Ah, fuck me. Just fuck me. Do it. Hard. Then fast. I need to come on your dick, please. Please. Oh, God. I'm gonna come soon. Oh, please pull out. And shoot it on me when you come. Oh, what? Wait, no, stop. Stop moving. Look. If you come in me, I'm going to get pregnant. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. I'm not on the pill, and I'm right in my cycle where I'm going to get knocked up. That's your plan? Fuck! You fucking bastard. No! pussy. Please, please don't make me. Ow. Breed me, Daddy. Make me a mommy, please. Pump your epic manliness in my rearranged womb. Spray my guts with your baby batter. Feel me. Feel my legs locked around you. My pussy needs your cum. This is your cum. Your cum from now on. Just use to have your babies. I want to be a good mommy for you. Knocked me up. I'm not paying for your baby. As soon as I get the positive test, I'm letting everyone know you're the father. Doctor bills, baby furniture clauses, and after my mom kicks me out for being a harlot, I'll have to move in with you too. My drama classes paid off, didn't it? Fuck. I'm on the shot thanks to Planned Parenthood and their understanding that if my mom found birth control in the house, she'd freak out. Do you have something to clean this up? Thank you. So that dick makes it impossible for you to get laid, huh? You're fucking huge. And if I was in any other building, I would have just ran away. Ugh. And anyone else you pay would only give you hand jobs. Because I should have thought of that. I almost did hand you your money back, but it was a lot of money. Well, I am the boss's daughter, and she would be pissed if I told her. I thought it was, I have a huge dick, money, so I had to try. Oh, sweetie. I'm sorry you can't get laid like a normal human being. It was half not acting and half acting. You forcing yourself down my throat and actually forcing yourself all the way in me. Not an act. After you were all the way in and I knew I wasn't going to die, even though I felt like I might. Almost all an act. That's why I asked you about if you wanted me to cry or pretend. Good. I'm glad it didn't sound like clarification. That's what I was going for. I didn't want to come because I thought coming would take away from being a victim. Thankfully, you gave me an out by making me say those nasty breeding things. Aww. Here. I never do this. Look. Here's my number. You still have to pay because, well, ow. But I think I can actually girlfriend experience your cock and not run away screaming. I'll give you my normal rates for that too. Yes, normal rates. Do you think I just let any cock come in me? Everyone else wears condoms. So how about this? You take me to a very fancy 5-star dressed to the nines New Year's dinner. Get the highest rated hotel you can, and as a freebie, I will ride you into the new year. Consider it a freebie. But after that, no more buy one, get one free. Okay? You wanna zip me up? I've been gone too long. My mom and dad are going to start questioning me.